Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, September 12, 2023. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and take the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Souter.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes of our last meeting. There were a couple of changes that I sent over to Rosie that I'm going to have to find really quick. One was that I think under the chickens conversation in the last paragraph there, Jenny had talked about regarding the society, but I think you meant the Humane Society for clarity's sake. And then also just to notate that it wasn't a unanimous vote, it was a 4-1 with Jennifer voting nay. Okay, any other changes or corrections? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the public hearing for the vacation of the right-of-way at 325 North Elm. Now, I know one of the things that, so a couple things just for your information. Are you here to actually present or are you here just to answer questions?
Just to answer.
Okay. So effectively, you see on page 5 of your packet there, Community Bible Church owns both sides of an alley there. And it is not a very heavily used alley. They're planning to build a new facility there. I think the last time we talked, it was either behind the current church or on the other side of the alleyway.
That's right.
And so there was conversation of with the Board of Works specifically about vacating that kind of half alley. The question came up from Kelly especially about the turning radius for our plows in the actual alleyway. And so I believe, Kelly, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and the Mr. Flowers, I believe, who was here last time, had worked on a turning, basically an easement or a turning radius there that would allow the plows to be able to turn the corner without coming into contact with anything, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that agreement is being worked on currently or has been approved? Marcia, I'm sorry.
I was trying to do an easement, I thought Kelly's looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know how you wanted to word that for sure. If easement's the right thing to do, it's like 14 foot by 35 foot in the northwest corner of.
I was just doing what I put down was for the purposes of. I can't remember how I put
like
it.
Alley maintenance or something like that.
Yeah, and for use of the vehicles for plowing and grading and other uses in which. That it needs to have a radius for turning.
Yeah.
It's how I did it.
Yeah.
So the reason for doing an easement was I sort of wanted it perpetual. So just in case the church sold at some point, it would still stay with the property.
Yep.
Was the reason for me trying to do it sort of that way.
Sure.
And I think when we were talking to Mr. Flowers, he had, I think he had the blessing of the board to make those kind of decisions or whatever. And so I know that the two of you worked on it and the two of you had worked on it. So the Board of Works approved kind of the our side of approval, if you will, on the vacation with the caveat that that deal, that agreement got worked out to allow for our plows to be able to turn the corner there and not that there wouldn't be a building built so that we can turn that corner and that we have the right to turn that corner effectively. Okay.
The reason is because we can only go one way.
Yep. You can't turn the opposite way because of a light pole?
There's a light pole on the fence. So it wouldn't happen. So the next day after the meeting, I basically put a plow on one of our trucks and
went
there and met with him. And
yeah.
Just to show him what our concern was. And
Gotcha. And so effectively, that was the conversation that we had at the Board of Works. It is one of the things where, because the parking lot right now is across the alleyway from the church, that there is some safety concern there. Again, it's not a heavily used alley except for maybe during church time, but it is a scenario where the church owns both sides of that, and so it made sense. Because I think the agreement was, let me back up, the building itself, you guys are planning to build on the other lot or behind the church?
Most likely behind.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So the idea is then they would then go and pave both, I think, the current alley, if you will, up to that point, and the other side, well, the other side's already paved.
Right.
Yes. So they would kind of blend those two, but it would create additional parking opportunities for the church. And, that was kind of the proposal, if you will, the pastor board works.
So that essentially would be, you would use that basically as part of your parking lot as well.
I think right now that, you know, we have kids crossing the road because we have Awana, and so they go out to the playing field, and so there's always kids running out the building even after church to go across that. And there are cars that once in a while, it's not very often, but come.
Yeah.
So it's more... For us it's really a safety. But, and also in the winter, it gets water in there, and it gets icy, and so we have old ladies that park on the other side and then come over, and it's pretty slippery actually.
But you'll continue to keep that as a where people can drive through, or you could, if this passes, would it be closed off then? Or
we would let people drive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like we didn't say. But you said that one at the end of it kind of like a slanted. That's the way I understood it.
It's for us coming off of Oak Street, so the west half of that alley would still have to be maintained by us. And if they put a barrier across there, it'd be a safety concern for us to be able to have to back up.
I don't know if you can see it very well, but effectively the church is here, so they would build more on back here, and then this would be kind of parking all the way through there.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
For that easement area, that would remain always unblocked for the city?
That turning radius.
That turning radius?
Yeah, we would make sure that they can get their plows through.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, even in, because are there times of year, it wouldn't necessarily just be plows, right? And there's other things that you could
It would be grading of the alleys and things
like that. Yeah, trucks to grade.
Okay.
And bucket trucks, yeah.
Okay.
So I think the big thing is going to be, right now, there's currently at least one parking spot that's there that would probably have to be cleared off so that we have that turning radius. Maybe
there's actually two of them.
Is it two? Okay, I wondered. I thought so. So, but again, it sounds like you know about that. So.
Yeah.
So, questions of the council before we go to the public hearing? Okay. Hi, buddy. Come on in. Okay, so we will recess the council meeting and open up the floor for a public hearing on the vacation. Hearing no comments, we will close the public hearing, and we will have a reading of ordinance number 2023-16. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2023-16 by title only.
Ordinance 2023-16, vacation of public right-of-way.
So you've heard the request. You've heard the work that's been done to try to alleviate some of the concerns. Thoughts, questions, comments about the ordinance?
So, in the future, if you guys, I mean, obviously you own both lots now, what if they were to sell one, if we vacate this,
it all becomes
one individual lot?
Ultimately, I'm assuming you guys would merge the three properties into one, right?
Yeah.
It would be the church property, the alley, and the other property that would, I'm assuming, be merged into one property.
That would require another survey.
Yeah.
So you would want to make sure that we merged it into one lot.
Well,
in case we sold it.
I guess I'm just thinking farther in the future. If for some reason you decide to tear the church down and then you want to separate it back out, how that if there's any ramifications.
No, I mean, they have to do a replat, basically. Okay. I don't know if it's replat.
Well, it would be
partial split.
Split it back out.
Yep.
If they're going to sell it or do something like that in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's been there for a really long time.
Once you vacate that, once you vacate that, since they own both sides, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
But then I'll have to have a surveyor join everything together. It's kind of ridiculous.
But to answer your question, Jennifer, there isn't any reversion to that, unless for some reason they said, hey, we want to split it back to the way it was. They could theoretically dedicate the alley back to the city.
Okay. That does sound concerning, then.
I would suggest getting with the planning department.
Okay.
Get with them once you want to, you know, once this whole thing goes through. Mm-hmm. But sometimes this goes through without proper connections, and then everything gets held up. So I would definitely check, go to our planning department and make sure everything's cool with them on how this procedure works. We can still vacate it, but, you know, there's procedures that have to be followed, so I'd get with Nate and Boger or the people in that planning office.
Okay. So I'd go to the planning office.
I would be concerned, I guess, that if something were to change in the future and they decided to sell the property or even just decided to expand over that space, it would be within their right to do that, but it would disadvantage the city if that's a critical path that you need to get through there. Am I right?
Well, so the turning radius would be locked in. They wouldn't be able to.
So they wouldn't be able to build around. Right?
No.
Right?
Not with the turning radius. Now, the actual alley itself, one of the things that I know at the last meeting was talked about was that basically trying to, and this was my point to Mr. Flowers, was that if you keep that as a driveway entrance, if you will, and keep it open on both ends, there's no point in them in us vacating it to them because it's going to remain an alley, even though it's not, right? Like, the only option or the only potential there would be is that they would effectively need to come and ask the city to shut down that alley from time to time if you were having events. But if you're going to block it off on one side, let's say, you know, which I think is what the plan was, is that the west end there was going to be maybe some bollards or something that was going to be put in there to stop through traffic, but still would allow the turning radius for the street. That's kind of the big deal. So because that's what I said is, I mean, if the vacate happens and you don't actually close off one of the ends, there's no value. There's no value because people are going to continue to go through, right? We get a freshly paved alley on your dime, right? Like, ultimately, that would be the deal. So, I don't know if that answers your question, Jennifer, but ultimately, that's the thing that would be is that if they merge the three parcels together, whatever the case is, there's no reversionary clause back to the city for that purpose. But
I don't know if I've ever really seen that happen.
Reverting back to the city?
Yeah. You know, because he's probably either going to build something across there or add on at some point or put a pavilion or something there. And, you know, once it's gone, I mean, if we're not using it now, probably won't be using it in the future, especially in that area. I've not seen anything like that since I've been on.
Well, and I believe, to that point, I believe when we talked to Mr. Flowers, he had said that they've talked to neighbors around there and everybody was really good with it. Again, when you think about the east, if you go through, not to get really too deep here, but if you go through all of the alleyways that are east-west through this area, I mean, the end of that one dead ends at Oak Street, and it also dead ends at Line Street. So if someone's going through those alleys,
they're going to have to jog.
They're going to have to jog. To get from one side of the city to the other, right? And ultimately, the alleys are really just there for access purposes for most people. I mean, it's so that you don't have long stretches of street where you don't have a crossway and you can still get to the houses and things like that. But ultimately, you know, it is a maintenance thing for the city, and not that that's a big part of this, but I think for the safety of the parishioners and other things like that, that's why Board of Works was supportive.
Okay.
Yep. Ultimately, it's up to you. So, any other questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance?
I have one question.
Yeah, right.
I missed it, but on the public hearing day, the third whereas, it was that they've got the last meeting.
Oh.
Be the September 12th.
Okay.
Which I'll have to change in a second.
But we actually, was the public hearing actually published for
yes,
the correct date? So it's just a, it's just actually a typo in the actual ordinance. Just so you're clear,
okay.
Public hearing was publicized the way it needs to be, all that stuff. It just is incorrect on the actual ordinance itself.
And so will you vote for this tonight in favor of it?
Yeah.
It's still contingent upon what Marcia's doing?
Well, you still have a second reading of the ordinance. Keep that in mind. You have a second reading of the ordinance. And yes, I mean, and you could pass it contingent on, well,
okay.
is that in there?
It's not in there.
Okay.
Nothing about...
About the turn of radius. Okay. So you could pass it contingent on that thing being taken care of. And also keep in mind, as Dan mentioned, if it passes, they have a lot more work to do with the planning and building department to ensure that all those pieces, the parcels and stuff, are all together. So I don't know if it's parcels all have to be together, but you've got to work through
some of
that.
There's a process for that.
Yep.
It gets kind of confusing, but honestly, that's why I recommend going to the planning building. Because once this gets submitted, and then it goes to the parcel committee, and then they have to approve it.
That's probably why it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you prepare this?
I did not. It was the other geek, Joe Flowers.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it might be helpful if he could email that to me, and then maybe I could make
sure.
some changes to it for the next meeting.
Sure. You want him to email the plans?
Yeah, you can just email them to Rosie or the mayor.
The actual sure. ordinance or the plans?
No, this ordinance.
Yeah, the ordinance.
I think I would.
Ordinance.
I mean, I think
okay.
I probably need to take a look at maybe things a couple.
Adjust yeah, it a little bit.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
I have it.
It
is
workable
for.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
So on that note, Marcia, if the council were to approve it tonight, they can approve the changes at the next meeting. Or would you request them table it tonight?
For first reading,
I would say subject to, because it's not changing the, if the council approves it and they're just approving, yes, we approve vacation. But you could say, but we wouldn't mind seeing the turn radius included in the ordinance and
okay.
so forth. So you could do that, but I think Dan's indicating, you think it maybe needs to go to
all right. Well, thing, since this is kind of unique to the situation for that easement, it'd be nice to see that on the survey also to show that, you know, that's your permanent legal document. Not that it changes the shape of the parcel, but you probably won't heard if that easement was actually drawn on there. So you've got proof of it for both parties.
Gotcha.
Because then we could do that without having to do a separate easement, a separate agreement, and have that be a part of the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the concept. I agree with Dan. To me, that would be much easier to have it all in one and not two separate matters going on.
Right.
And then we just include the turn radius, and that's a part of this big deal.
Can we get stuff that says easements of record?
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck is that?
Right.
You know,
so I actually like it a part of the ordinance personally.
So your preference would be we table it?
Get the survey adjusted to show the turning radius, and then the ordinance, I can make the changes to the ordinance to include that that's a part of this of the vacation.
Yes.
Part of the consideration is that the city retains
yep.
the turn area.
That portion.
Yep.
Okay, so just to be clear again, are you wanting to table this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Councilor, is that acceptable to you?
I move that we table this.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Motion seconded to table for the discussion. All in favor, with each will sign. It is unanimous. So we will table it and have Marcia, you, Rosie, whoever, to work through that kind of stuff on the actual ordinance. And then
get with the planning and building department. Make sure, like I say, it kind of gets crazy.
Okay.
So make sure you get your ducks in a row with the planning and building. And it will affect also the auditor's office as well.
Okay.
So.
And then, I don't know, there, Kelly, maybe you better talk to Walkers. Sure that you get in the survey what you want.
I'm assuming you guys are using Walker and Associates for the survey. Don't know.
Oh, let me see. It's on here, right?
Oh, or it's AS.
It's AS. Oh, sorry.
Anderson survey.
Sorry, Anderson's not Walker. Sorry.
Sorry, it's such a
asshole. No. But that protects you also.
Yes.
Yeah. Going forward.
So there's no concessions.
Yeah. It's
going to be clear.
Yeah. So, okay. So we will, so we'll table that until it comes back up for us. Okay? Thanks for being here tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. Next up, Department Reports. Chip.
Mayor and I spoke a couple weeks ago about Eagle Park, and so we are moving forward doing Eagle Park, some of the, like, drainage ourselves, and then we are going to sub it out in December, or bid it out in December, and so we've got the pipe ordered, and we're just waiting for it to be delivered, and we're going to get working on it. So hopefully Eagle Park will be ready to go by next summer.
Questions, Chip?
The whole thing.
Not the whole thing. Phase one.
I know.
Phase one. Sayla, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sayla Wagner with the Columbia City Youth Council. Our last meeting was our first meeting. We elected our leaders within the Youth Council. For lunch, we met with the department heads. And then in the afternoon, we went to all the Columbia City signs and we pulled these.
Questions and Sayla? Thank you. Kelly.
Back at our winter retreat, I brought up that we want to do some ADA ramp upgrades out in Eagle Glen sometime this year. And we're to that point where we got some guys freed up to be able to work on that. So we got roughly around seven or eight of them to do and a couple pieces of sidewalk that needed some help too. So we're working out there right now. Van Am Seal and Stripe sealed the post office parking lot. We're going to be working on the one over here across Market Street. We had to do some repair work in that a couple days ago to get ready for that. Limb pickup was last week, and we're going to be going through our plows and salt boxes to get prepared for winter with the mechanic. Get a jump on that. So,
questions of Kelly. Thank you. Mike.
We're started painting hydrants out at Eagle Glen, and we're going to go over the rest of town wherever the ones that need it bad this year. And then had several new services put in also, but the Board of Works gave me permission to have well 8 pulled because it needs a new poly pipe and airline, which tests the drawdown when we're pumping out of that well. So we have to pull the well, pump all the way out, and put that line in.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Sean.
So I've had crews up at Morris's Road, which is the old Crooked Lake Golf Course area. They've logged that entire golf course into 5 separate lots, and they're building right now there's 2 houses going in. So we've been out there working on updating that entire area, getting some of the overhead primary that goes through their front yard buried to hopefully help with outages in the area, so it'd be a lot better for them when we're done. But we've had a lot of daily work and daily activities with some power issues and transformers going bad, so it's just been a real busy time of year. I was alerted by AEP that they're ready to start the 69 kV conversion project starting in 2 weeks. So I will come to you guys here in another couple weeks and let you know what the schedule looks like. Unfortunately, we're going to have to take an entire city outage at some point to transfer to the new 69 kV line. That outage lasts less than 10 seconds. So it's going to be quite an event.
So Sunday morning at 2 a.m.
Actually, I think it's going to be like a Thursday morning at like 4.
Okay.
We've researched, we've talked to our major manufacturing companies, and that's obviously the ones that's going to impact the most.
Gotcha.
So a lot of them are saying that's the time, but
gotcha.
We're going to keep talking with them, and it's not a big deal for them, but as long as they know it's coming.
Ahead of time, yeah.
So.
Question to Sean. Thank you. Terry.
Excuse me. The fiber was installed into the new park office recently, so we hope to get the equipment in there. Spent the last couple days going through all the old equipment that was left there to see if there was anything salvageable that we could use, and didn't find a whole lot, but a few items. We're waiting for the fiber to cut into the north and northwest substation so we can run the fiber into the water department's booster station and get that up on the fiber network.
Question of Terry. Thank you, Tom.
What? I misinterpreted. Pump testing for our three lead trucks is going to be the 25th and 26th of this month. If you see fire engines going up State Road 9 towards Tri Lakes, it's that annual where we go up to Shriner Lake and do our pump testing. So 102 is having some pump issues, and hopefully the pump test will reveal exactly what's causing it. It's kicking out of pump mode when it's in pressure. So hopefully we can get that resolved. Ladder testing was supposed to be scheduled for the middle of October. Since I wrote myself some notes today or yesterday, I got a phone call from the guy who does our ladder testing for us, and he was in the area and had a cancellation, so it's actually happening today, this evening. On your way to your vehicle, if you want to see something fairly interesting and kind of scary that we climb on these ladders because they've been like crazy, it's happening now. And other than that, things are going pretty well.
Question to the top. Thank you. Marcia? Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. First, I got an invitation from the Purdue Extension. The Extension Board is having their annual meeting. And I am not able to attend that that evening. That is on October 17th from 6:30 to 8:30. Would anybody like to go in my place? You want me to send it out through email, and you can let. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you. There, it is a dinner, smoked pork chop or grilled chicken. So you know, there you go. So.
There's food.
So there's at least incentive. So we, this is from Mike Cook. They're dealing with some very low solids in the system. They're working to find out what the problem is and trying to correct it. The splash pad is closed for the season, and the final report is being sent was sent to IDEM. He also is reviewing and commenting on a new draft permit for the splash pad. If you didn't know, we get a permit for the splash pad to operate that because we discharge into the river, so obviously after we dechlorinate the water. Staff washed down all the primary tanks after the last large rain, and they have done their Steel Dynamics air release valve inspections, and they'll be pigging the force main line next. A couple other things. At the last CIP committee meeting, CIP committee approved a retail analysis for our kind of restaurants and things like that, of maybe finding ways to attract new and different kinds of restaurants and businesses to our community. So we have been now engaged with them, with that company called the Retail Coach, who was very highly recommended. And so they're doing, we have a kickoff meeting on Friday to start the actual retail analysis, which they actually use a lot of cell phone data. To kind of find out where people are coming from and going. So kind of a little bit big government stuff, but not really us. Not on us. It's, I guess, some kind of information that they get from somewhere. I don't know where. But in any case, so then they work around that, and then they find kind of those restaurant chains or others that would be interested in maybe coming and joining our community. So it's a good kind of retail recruitment tool for us. A couple other things going on. We had our downtown planning steering committee meeting today that I think went really well at the November
14th
meeting of the council. They will go through the plan, or the proposed plan, let's say, take feedback, and certainly take feedback from the public as well, things like that. So they'll be spending most of that day getting feedback from lots of people. About the kind of proposed ideas, and then come back with a finalized plan after taking in those comments. And I think that's moving in a very positive direction. I think you're going to see some really cool things that are going to make you go, oh, that's cool, let's do that. So so in any case. Let's see, what else? I'm trying to see if there's anything else that you need to be aware of. I don't see anything else popping out. So in any case, I do have one, which is the Saturday the 23rd at 10 a.m. Kitchen & Co. is moving is obviously moving over here to the Van Buren Flats building. They're doing their ribbon cutting. It's at 10 a.m. on the 23rd, so that's kind of cool. We're trying to have them in downtown Columbia City, and certainly it'll be another food option for our residents in the downtown area. If they don't previously were out off of what, Golden? Or was it Douglas? Is it Douglas? So we're excited to have them in downtown. I think that's all I have for right now. Walt?
Nothing.
Dan?
Planning Commission meeting last night.
Okay.
And probably next meeting we'll be looking at rezone, an area around just north of Cottonwood and Somerset.
Okay.
For development possibilities. unanimously
approved.
Last night by the Planning Commission. There were some things that needed to be adjusted, and they were by the developer. And that was the main reason we accepted it for 2-3. So it's a possibility of 42 to 46 lots, possibly. It was right in that area. But you'll hear more of that next meeting.
Okay.
For that reason.
That phase two of Timber's Edge?
Well, it's not really a phase.
Okay.
It's
addition.
Addition. Okay.
It's an addition
okay.
to that area. So.
Good.
Good discussion last night on it.
Yeah.
A lot of concerns. And I believe the developer addressed those concerns fairly well.
Good.
So, we'll learn more next week. I'll just follow our next week. Just give you a heads up.
Okay. Jennifer.
Just a couple of things here. First of all, the Arts Commission's first major event was last Saturday. By all accounts, it was a great success. Every one of the participating 10 sites and 15 artists commented that they had lots of people come through
good.
To see them. They all sold things and had a good day. Probably one of the most rewarding things, though, was the different people that came out to support this, and we're excited that the arts are now part of the discussion in our community. So
that's awesome.
That was fantastic. A video is being produced to show kind of what happened that day. We didn't want to do it ahead of time because then why go on the tour? So once that's ready, then if the city would like to put it on their website,
sure.
That would be fine. We will also be putting it on the Arts Commission's website and probably offering it to the Community Foundation since they did also support the event.
Nice.
So overall, very good. We will be working on strategic planning for next year, beginning probably pretty soon this fall. We have a lot to plan out. There's already talks in the works about some more partnership stuff with CC Connect, and so lots of cool stuff. We are also discussing the possibility of maybe some wintertime events with CC Connect, so
okay.
That could be a very interesting thing to follow up on later. And then I just wanted to mention the downtown revitalization meeting today was just really cool. There are some very out-of-the-box ideas that we might get to see happen in our community, and so that's very exciting, and just want to see the drawings, even the ones that we probably can't do, like multiple fountains, probably not going to happen, but overall it was really exciting to see the downtown change because it hasn't really changed much in about 30 years.
Yeah.
So great things are happening, and it will be exciting to see what we end up working towards.
Mm-hmm.
Collectively.
Thank you. Ted?
Redevelopment Commission met today. Not much going on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chip, but we just have one more test on the old Cardinal Grave property.
We have a lead and a vapor test.
Lead and vapor.
Okay. But they think that that's going to clear, and then we can...
Hopefully.
That's been ongoing for
But we want to move forward toward development of that property, get it back on the tax rolls, and there's been a lot of remediation that's happened, a lot of testing, a lot of things.
Yeah, so we're really close to getting that done. We approved a facade grant today, another one in the works. That's
great, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Walt.
Just acknowledgement, we do have an opening that in October for the tree board. So if you know anyone that would be interested in being on the tree board, please let me know. Send me an email or just see me. That way we can fill that void mid-October.
Is that currently open or is that a seat that's... currently?
It's currently filled, okay. But expires, her term is up in October.
Gotcha. Can that person be reappointed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Comments from the, well, we have no press, so comments from the audience. Anybody want to speak? Name and address, please.
Thanks. Melanie Love, 113 East Market Street. So I brought today, I brought handouts because I thought it would help to see, and if some people are more visual, I happen to be a more visual person. This is information about backyard chickens, which is stuff that I've mostly kind of said, but addresses common concerns, additional benefits, and an updated list of the Indiana cities that allow chickens, which also now includes Indianapolis, which allows 6 chickens with a permit, and roosters, which are also allowed with restrictions in Indianapolis. And, you know, once again, I just wanted to point out that, also New Haven. It's just a little bit sad that we're a nice rural community and we're very backwards. Places like Indianapolis, Carmel, New Haven, Valparaiso. A lot of these other cities that aren't even as rural as we are, Bloomington, also they let you have chickens and we don't because... it's hard, and that's a very poor reason because lots of things are hard and also worth doing. And in fact, if you look, there are actually there are already things in place for animals in a lot of these ordinances. It really wouldn't be all that difficult to add chickens in here with what is already in place. So I'm not really sure if that was really given a lot of thought. So I would encourage you to check those. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Hearing none, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.